Colin Safi did the ice bucket challenge with the new hamburger.
The headphones. Sorry, Andrew.
Set the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings, and welcome to Trends with Benefits. The only show on the internet that has the inside scoop on all the new trends, including this one I keep hearing about, poking mangoes. Seems like everyone is talking about poking mangoes, okay. Whether it be in the supermarket aisle or at Chris Kattan's Emmy nomination announcement party. Everyone is poking mangoes.
Gabe, did you do that thing where you just read a headline one time and then you assume that you know everything?
Maybe.
Well, it's an actual game.
Okay, we'll get into it. I'm Gabe Dannon. I'm here with my two very good-looking co-hosts, July Diaz.
I'm on level 6 of poking mangoes.
And Agata.
What up? It's me, your friend Agata. I'm here with, you guys are lucky today. You got two guests. and there's two familiar names. You've been Googling them ever since they've been on our show before. We got Miss Anastasia Vigo. What's up?
Hello.
And Mr. Andy Neath.
You can't have any of the mango.
And that's my catchphrase.
That's
starting now.
And he says it all the time, no matter the context. And thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, it's always lovely.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
our friends
us
back. We had Andy on the show recently. He joined the Three Timers Club, right?
Mm-hmm. The jacket was really nice. Mm-hmm.
But we lost the episode. I think you're still already part of the Three Timers Club, and now you're in the Four Timers Club.
Honestly, what happened was, like, we finished it, and it was so good that I had to delete it. Like, I was like, people aren't ready for this. Like, it's gonna cause mayhem. Like, I have to delete this, and I snuck in.
What the fuck, Andy?
There was some really, really funny stuff in that
show. There
really
was, and I'm really bummed that no one will ever hear it.
Yeah, it was really upsetting.
This one's gonna be even better.
Well, what I wanted to say is we should invite a new member to the Three Timers Club.
What?
Three times.
Man, this is such an honor. Thank you, guys. And the jacket is quite nice. And you got it.
Sorry, it's so heavy.
It's heavy, but it feels like one of those thunder shirts that you put on your dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just feel so comforted right now.
I'm sorry you have to share it with Andy. We only have one coat.
That's all right. It's a big one. We're both up in it. It's fun.
You know, it's actually like, you know, I feel like Andy and I are, you know, similar size. So.
Similar size. Like, the arms fit both of us really well.
Yeah.
And then it's just real wide. So
it's
we
just
both
real
can
wide.
Get in there.
Yeah.
Is this twice crushed velvet?
How can you tell?
I know my velvet.
And the satin lining is exquisite.
Does it make it softer to crush it twice?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
That's true of anything, Agata.
I'm so sorry for. I just wanted to know. I've never heard that. What's going on? Do we have a Robolore Hall going on here?
Yeah, as you can see behind the glass in the production booth, as she always is, is Robolore Hall. She produces our show.
Say hello. Hello, my name is Robolore Hall.
Hey, Robolore Hall, how you doing?
Good morning.
It's 9 o'clock p.m.
It's 9 o'clock p.m. and it happens to be July 15th, 2016, as well. Thank you for reminding me that I'm supposed to say the date and time.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Good night and sweet dreams.
Yeah, that's closer.
Does she have a virus or something? Is she okay?
I'm always worried about her. She's always weird.
I don't know. She's been.
I'm a safe gal.
What did she say?
She said, "I'm safe gal."
Oh.
I'm a safe gal.
Gee, I feel like, you know, growing up in the 90s, as she did on television, she knew about what TLC and Salt and Peppa and everyone was rapping about. You got to play it safe.
Yeah.
Got to wrap it up.
Uh-huh. Totally.
Waterfalls.
Boy, she kind of sang that. That's kind of waterfalls.
It's not how it goes, but yeah, sure.
Robalora Hall, it's great to have you as always. You're a great producer, and you always help us out when we need content for the show.
More compliments.
They're coming. We asked you, I asked you to collect some good trends for the episode. Did you come up with some good stuff?
Yesterday.
Yesterday you came up with stuff?
What did you do yesterday?
As in yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Is that like the new cool way to say yes?
Yeah, it's like yas is done.
Is that trending? Oh, yeah. People say yesterday.
Yeah, like moms are saying yas right now.
Yeah.
So you got to say yesterday.
Yesterday.
Well, yesterday.
Now we know. Now we know what's cool. We're on the cutting edge. Do you have any trends for us, Rebel or Hall?
Well, no, that's not how we roll around here.
What?
Because when the ball starts a rolling, we
start pulling.
We start pulling. And it's time for Poll Corner. It's when we talk about the latest in all the political polls. Everybody's wondering, who will it be? Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump?
I have a feeling that aliens are going to invade like right after the election and blow up the White House. So it won't matter.
But right after the election, that means someone's still got to win.
It'll be immediately as the polls close. So they'll never know. The aliens will just go around blowing up every, ballot box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They'll get the people counting the votes will be like one.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, they'll be like, are you saying that like they're counting down, like they're counting backwards? They're like 4 million. And then, then they go, okay, 2, 1. Oh no.
Right. That's what's happening.
Anyway, Paul Ryan's my guy.
Oh yeah? You're with the
P90 shit when he's like getting super buff, like that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. He is getting swole. He's getting swole.
Yeah.
No pain, no gain.
Yeah. Paul Ryan, 2016.
He's not life. Running.
No, he's not running. He's doing it's like cardio. It's like
yeah, no.
It's like it's all worked into the same workout. It's like lifting.
Do you guys think that who's gonna be?
Wait, was there a problem with my Paul Ryan?
Yes.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah,
are we moving on?
Who's the biggest writing candidate? Like, there's people are so upset about the candidates. There's bound to be a million write-in candidates, and it's gonna be like Mickey Mouse and
Bernie Sanders
and Paul Ryan. Who's going to win that write-in candidacy?
What about Trump Boy?
Mickey.
We've been missing Trump Boy.
Mickey.
Trump Boy does sound like
Mickey.
He's been on the show before.
And he looks like Mickey, too, a little bit.
He looks so much. He has huge ears.
Hey, I'm very self-conscious about my ears.
He comes on here to talk about how much he loves Trump until we shoo him away. It's happened before. Hello, Trump boy.
Hello. Who's voting for Trump?
I don't think anyone here.
Yeah. Well, you guys are fools. Vote Trump.
Why exactly?
Give us a reason.
He has 3 nephews.
3?
He has a very rich...
I didn't know that.
I think those are his sons.
He has a very rich uncle who dives in a pool.
Oh, okay.
Wait, does he...
No, you're thinking about Donald Duck again.
Again? Gotta go.
I keep forgetting Trump Boy is voting for Trump because he thinks Donald Duck is running for president.
Man, I can't believe that they started letting boys vote.
Yeah.
Also, I think his interest in Donald Duck makes me think he might actually be Mickey Mouse in disguise.
Mm. Well, I mean,
that's a good fan theory. I like that.
He kind of looked like Mickey Mouse in a little boy mask and little boy's clothes, right?
Oh, I forgot my cheese.
What's a little boy mask?
You know.
Boys like cheese, too, though, so that's hard to tell exactly what we're dealing with.
Yeah, all like boys cheese? Love cheese.
What else do you like? Oh, no, he's gone.
Oh. Well, maybe he'll come back later with some more clues.
People come to this show for the most hard-hitting political commentary. And,
I was going to ask him what he thought was cooler, Pokemon or holes, little holes in the wall that he lives in.
Holes in the wall?
That's how you could tell if it's a mouse or a boy.
We'll never know.
Yeah, I guess he's never coming back.
Yeah.
I miss
Stuart him. Stuart Little, mouse or boy?
Mm. Both. There's a hole in your theory.
Agata, what I meant to say before was, what we do before trends is your segment, Ask Agata. And it's theme song.
Ask Agata is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask Agata may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Agata, board certified addiction medicine.
Yeah, it's Ask Agata. This is a segment in which people from all over the internet write in to us.
To me.
Yeah. Okay, you go ahead.
Everyone writes in because they want my expert opinion on their lives. And then what do you got for me, Rob Lohel?
This question is from Wanda Sykes. Dear Agata, I'm from the East Coast, and I just started college out here in Los Angeles this past fall. I really like my school, but I'm having some issues with my roommate. She's essentially trash, and she has trash friends. Also, I sometimes eat her food when I'm high and I feel like she's onto me. I just recently started to realize the magnitude of this situation, which is unfortunate because I'm already signed up to room with her again next year. Help me get through it.
Okay, what's the name?
Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes. I'm gonna assume it's no relation.
I'm gonna assume that too. I think Wanda Sykes is a pretty common name, so.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, I want to say that based on your question, you sound like the dick in this situation.
Yeah, it's hard to listen to someone call someone else trash and then talk about them eating someone else's food while they're high.
Yeah, like all you said is this person is trash, which I'm going to assume you don't mean literally, that they're probably an actual person, not just trash that you
live
with.
They're a trash heap.
Yeah, but like you eat their food. You gave no examples of what they did to you. Other than having trash friends, which still kind of makes me think that they might be a pile of trash.
Yeah.
Piles of trash.
Maybe she just lives with a pile of trash, and every once in a while, a wind will come in blowing more trash in, which is her trash friends.
So, in this situation, I don't want to give you any advice because I don't like you.
Well, it sounds like the person is already signed up to room with trash again next year.
Yeah.
Does trash pay rent?
Here's the real question. Sorry to butt in. The real question is, she's eating trash's food. What does that mean? Is she eating like banana peels and like apple cores and fish skeletons and other common trash food items?
Yeah.
And if that's the case, is she Heathcliff?
Yeah, she just pulls the fish skeleton out of her mouth.
And it's what? But it's already a skeleton. So she just...
It's just marrow that she pulls out.
She pulls it out as just the tail. Yeah. It's all. She ate the rest of the skeleton.
So Heathcliff, I guess the advice here is...
You're a bad dog.
You're a bad puppy. And he you're trash.
Is it a cat?
Yes.
I don't know. What is this?
He's an alley cat that like walks on.
What is this, July's
fences?
Comic Corner over here? We're not there yet. Is that
July
the name of it?
Is funny,
baby. Oh, that's right.
That's not what it's called.
You never thought. I like July's Comic Corner. Can we?
No.
No.
July's Comic Corner.
No.
Spin off,
nope.
Maybe?
What do we got? Are we done with it?
Yeah. If you have a question for Ask a Gotta, you can send it in to us. Please do. We love your questions. This is, you know, a fun segment.
It's judgment free.
It's judgment free.
Based on my answer to the today's question, I mean, you
this
can
is
tell.
A comedy segment. So send your funny questions in to Agata at twb.cool/ask or her phone number 432 Agata High.
Make them serious though. Don't fuck around. This is Agata. Don't waste her time.
Yeah, I got precious amounts of minutes.
Pokemon Go. Man quits job to become full-time Pokemon hunter.
Living the dream, huh?
Can I just say how annoyed I am by this Pokemon trend?
You sound 100 years old right now.
Back off. We love our Pokemon Go.
I know. It's so stupid. It's Pokemon trainer, not Pokemon hunter. Ugh. So annoyed by people saying that other thing.
Yeah, we don't kill Pokemon.
We just force them to battle each other to the death.
Hey, they like it.
Are they sexless?
They got no, they dicks. Are gendered.
They got dicks.
They have genitalia.
You never seen that dick? Never seen that Pokemon dick?
Yeah, you're not looking close enough, Gabe. You zoom in.
No, but canonically, Nidoran is gendered. There's a Nidoran male and female, and I think that's misandrist. Just for the listener, Anastasia gave me a big old thumbs up on that one. She approves, but not verbally.
I agree completely with Andy. I'm just gonna say, I'm gonna come out and say
it. Let's get it on record.
New Zealander Tom Curry has become a full-time Pokemon hunter. Each morning, he fills a flask with coffee, packs a rain jacket, and cut lunch in his backpack, and heads into the wilderness to hunt Pokemon.
Is a cut lunch a type of New Zealander lunch?
Did you say cunt lunch?
Now that sounds like a New Zealander.
No, that's Miss
Andrews. That's my kind of lunch.
Sign me up.
Have you guys not heard of New Zealander's cunt lunch?
It's like a plowman's lunch.
So what were we talking about? Pokemon?
So
can we talk about anything but Pokemon?
Why?
I don't know.
Why don't you like it? I want to hear.
What's important this week, Gabe? You can't ignore it.
Okay. Pokemon's
a handsome man. I saw a little flash of him on the screen.
Make me uncomfortable. I don't know what they are. There seems to be a whole... I don't like anything where there's a whole... lore behind it that I don't know.
But you can know.
But I don't want to.
What do you
want
to know?
Nothing.
Wait. Let's go back. You hate when there's lore behind something that you don't know.
Yeah.
So any lore.
How
any
do you ever lore. Get into anything yeah. then? Because at some point you don't know what it is. If it's
always accidental. I hate everything until I like it.
What about like folklore? Like
folklore, yeah.
That's Gabe's favorite
saying,
kind.
Are you saying fuck lore, your rival podcast lore? Do you know that one? Never mind. Someone out there, tweet me if you got that one. Yeah. That's for you guys out in Radio Land. This is me, Jim Morrison, signing off.
Okay, what do you guys have to tell me about Pokemon Go?
Why?
Because I'm a Grinch. I'm a Pokemon Grinch.
Why are you so against it? Listen, okay, here's what it is. This is the first augmented reality game that has like made it mainstream. So it's like the future.
I think.
But
that
why can't it be like Star Trek instead of Pokemon?
It can be. It will be.
Why can't it be something with not very much lore like Star Trek?
No. He knows the lore, though. It has to be things that he already knows.
Including Lieutenant Commander's twin android brother, Lore.
That's a joke that none of us get.
Tweet at Gabe if you got that one.
I'm just wondering, so you, have you ever been to like a Comic-Con?
Wait, what?
Comic-Con. It's like for grammar.
Oh, I get it. Oh, like Genghis Khan's grammatical
no,
brother?
No, you fucking idiot. Comma Khan.
Okay, I feel like we need to convince Gabe that...
Okay, what?
Sorry, yes and...
what's the Pokemon... What's the... What,
what's the deal with Pokemon Go?
What's all the deal
describe
with all these Pokemans?
The good of Pokemon.
It's fun
three,
to do.
Oh, fun to do.
So I think it's... I think a couple things. First of all, it's fun to try and collect things, you know, and they're cute things. And then the second part is that you're actually walking around your city or, you know, going out and about your daily business. And as you're doing your daily business, you can play this game. So I'm waiting at the bus stop. I don't have an hour. I just have like a couple minutes catching those Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
Catching.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll drop a lure if I have, 30 minutes.
A lure?
You know what that means. It's exactly what you think it means.
So a lure. Yeah, I got it.
And then
makes the Pokemon so fucking horny.
So it's a pheromone.
A giant dick for Pokemon.
Yeah.
And they want that dick.
They want it. Yeah.
They just
July, come on.
Hey, I'm explaining
it does kind of
Pokemon to Gabe. So they got this big dick in the game, right?
Okay, it sounds good now. I'm in.
I mean, it's the concept is simple, but it's like new technology and it's fun to be part of it, you know? You as someone who is part of this trends team, Gabe, I feel like you should at least give it a chance.
But I'm the most curmudgeonly one.
That's true. He is on brand right now. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Anastasia.
My one curmudgeonly, note is that the app sucks.
It really does.
It crashes
freezes, all the time.
Crashes. It's like, come on, can we get it together?
I wouldn't like that at all.
No, you wouldn't.
No. I hate a badly designed piece of software.
The most truest thing you've said on the show.
No one can, we can't respond to that.
Let's move on to the next trend. I'm sorry, I know you guys love this game. I don't like the idea that there's Pokemons in my house that I don't see.
Oh yeah, should we check?
If they're in here, get them out.
Some of them are like little insect ones.
What if you were like, because they're a little like, they're like hot spots where people like come to do a thing.
If they come to my house, I legally can shoot them.
Ghostbusters theme song from Fallout Boy and Missy Elliott debuts.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we did do this last time. Yeah.
But no one heard it, so keep it going.
Is there any chance we could hear a snippet? I've never heard this song.
Yeah.
The Ghostbusters theme song?
No, I've heard the Ghostbusters theme song, but the Missy Elliott.
Who are you going to call? You know that song?
The one from Ghostbusters.
Who, yeah. Who are you going to call?
Yeah, it goes like, who, yeah, who are you going to call?
Who, yeah, who are you going to call? Yes, I know the song. Kill all them ghosts, some stranger in my neighborhood.
This sounds nothing like the original so far.
You know what? I love Missy Elliott, and that little bit of her was excellent.
It was pretty good.
The bit like that Missy. Comes after, though.
Oh.
Was that Fallout Boy?
No good. No good.
I do like Missy Elliott a lot, and I do dislike Fallout Boy a lot, so I'm on board with your assessment.
You know what? We're always in sync.
Oh, my God.
This is so cool.
How do you guys feel about NSYNC?
I never was a fan at the time, but I've seen so many photos of them holding puppies recently. And I guess this was a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they would put boy bands with puppies and make posters out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys thought of starting an a cappella group, like a duo?
Me and Agata?
Yeah.
I'm not
three.
Good at it.
One and a two and a three.
Neither.
Mr. Sandman,
bring me a tree. Agata won't sing. She hates singing.
It's true. I don't want to. I don't want to do it.
You guys are so in sync. It's crazy.
Get it.
Missy Elliott on the track.
Okay, that it, I don't. I'm not gonna say whether I like the song or whether I dislike that song, but
Gabe loved
there was
the song.
Nothing in there to even remotely connect it to the original Ray Parker Jr. classic.
Didn't he rip that off from someone?
Yeah, Huey Lewis.
Basically, what happened was they went to Huey Lewis and they're like, "Hey, will you do a song for us?" And Huey Lewis is like, "No, I'm too square to be hip." And then they're like, "Hey, Ray Parker Jr., can you do a song that sounds exactly like Huey Lewis for us?" And he's like, "Sure thing, baby." And then Huey Lewis got mad.
I don't know what this new Ghostbusters guys. It's not my Ghostbusters.
You know what, July? I'm sick of you and your MRA friends just bagging on everything.
You Redditors.
Just because it has female leads, you know?
That's not my issue with the movie.
Oh, what
is
it?
My issue is...
If you're going to say...
Where's Slimer?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Slimer in the movie?
He is in the movie.
But I'm talking, where is the Slimer movie?
Oh, yeah.
This is what I want.
You mean like
Slimer origins?
Origin of how he died and became a ghost,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Did Slimer look like a regular person when he was alive?
Yeah, obviously.
Wait, are you guys talking about Onion Head?
Yeah.
I mean, who would be the actor who's playing...
I'm just picturing George Wendt.
Oh, yeah.
Pete
Wentz.
Famous actor, yeah, Pete Wentz.
Pete Wentz definitely is going to turn into Slimer.
Okay, well, Pete Wentz wishes that his song was good.
Do we think that the Slimer that's in this more recent movie is the same ghost? Or is it like his son?
Slimer Jr.
I don't know.
July, you okay? You're having a hard time breathing.
Yeah, you. Every time I say Slimer, you.
He's like, wait, there's something like green coming out of your. Every time you do that, something like green is showing. It's just weird.
What? Showing from where?
Yeah, I guess your mouth or something.
And your butt too.
And your butt.
It's hard to smell. There's like a lot of
tail.
Smoke. It's
Slimer.
Like, there's a lot of fog around.
Oh my god. He's just shoving hot dogs in his mouth.
It's me, Slimer Jr.
Oh dear.
Oh no.
Chip off the old ghost.
You sound so gross.
Oh.
Anyone got any hot dog?
Why are you on hot dogs so much?
Get out of my butt.
Slimer Jr., do you do extreme sports?
Wakeboarding.
Because your dad's such a New Yorker. Like, he's such an iconic New Yorker.
We would go to the lake on the weekend.
Oh, okay.
To wakeboard.
This is not comfortable. Stop.
You gotta get back in that butt. No, okay. Get out of my butt. No.
I'm going back in. Agata told me so. Ask Agata. AgataHide.com. See ya.
That was the wrong website, just for the record.
You know, he's really bad at PR, but he tries.
Yeah, I do appreciate that he was trying to plug me as he was being sucked into a butt. What else?
Sounds like our show is joining the Three Slimers Club.
There was only two.
I only heard one.
Okay.
Is there two more
July,
Slimers
do you want to do your funny pages? Yeah, get the emeralds.
You guys think of him as Eggman or Dr. Robotnik?
I'm older school, so I call him Robotnik.
I don't even know what that means.
Some days I'm feeling Robotnik, other days I'm feeling Eggman. It's all good with me.
I don't know what either of those mean.
This is July's Funny Pages, part of the show where I... July, read a comic verbatim. Never seen these comics before.
Sometimes it gets weird.
Sometimes they're long. But these are pretty short, so.
Oh, great.
I have three choices. Anastasia, you got to choose which comic I read. We have Garfield Classics.
Is there any other kind?
Never made anything but classics, in my opinion.
We got Dilbert Classics.
Uh-oh. Is there any other kind?
There's some shitty ones in there.
Oh, no.
And we got Ziggy Original.
Is there any other kind?
They're all original, baby.
You know what? There's not even a question in my mind. It has to be Garfield. I feel like I grew up loving Garfield and Friends. I love cats. I love Abu Dhabi. I love lasagna.
You love eggs.
You know
with
what?
Legs.
Hate Mondays.
Mondays.
I hate Mondays.
Oh, me too.
The egg with legs?
Me too.
Genius.
As far as I'm concerned, Garfield and Friends, that includes you, Anastasia.
Oh my God, if I were one of Garfield's friends.
Egg with legs. That could be.
That could be
who knows
me.
Who's under there?
You're right. Oh God. I just thought of
I've jacked off so many times thinking about it.
Someone is naked under that egg with legs.
Okay, Garfield is the selection.
I just thought of five Halloween costumes that I want to create from Garfield.
Yeah. Gabe's going to cut that out of the show, but I feel like I want to remember.
We'll see.
We got three panels. First panel. We see Garfield's master. Jonathan.
Master.
He just goes by John.
I'm pretty sure they're roommates.
Not the way they're sitting.
Oh, shit.
Neither of them is a pile of trash, so. Oh.
July, would you please describe the way they're sitting so that we could get a mental picture?
Yes. They're both sitting in a lazy, easy chair watching television. Garfield is sitting on Jonathan's lap while drinking a soft beverage of some sort in a glass container.
As cats do.
Yeah. Jonathan says...
His name's John.
Jonathan says... You're going to love this movie, Garfield. It's my all-time favorite. Second panel. We zoom in a little closer to Garfield and Jonathan.
Just John.
Jonathan's hand is in a C formation, but a little closed, sort of like he's miming a sandwich or something. He says, "Now here's where Lieutenant LaCroix finds a spot of blood on the butler's sleeve." So he figures, aha, this guy is acting very sus now.
Very sus?
Sus dot dot dot?
Yeah. Susp dot dot.
Andy, you can't look.
Sorry, I won't guess at the end.
Why would you do that?
I wanted to see what the punctuation in this comic, by the way, you guys, this is, I hope I'm not giving too much away, July, but the punctuation is crazy in this comic.
Yeah. It's
in a good way?
It's not really.
No.
It's not really a dot, dot, dot. It's more of the word suspicious gets erased.
Oh, I didn't get, I thought that it was like, I thought that the I, because it's like getting erased and it's slow, it's like almost like dissolving. I thought that the I was an exclamation point.
No.
What?
Doesn't it look like one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
I don't get what you guys are saying.
So the punctuation isn't even crazy?
There is no punctuation. Honestly, it's the word suspicious and somebody's like erasing it with a pencil.
Well, Andy, not somebody. Jim Davis is erasing.
This is July and Andy's funny pages.
You have
July, don't let your segment get hijacked by Andy.
Welcome back to July's Comic Corner.
So you just gave him funny pages and sure, took up residence elsewhere.
Sweet. All right. This is the part of the show where
I got that like sweet Darcy and Mike drop going on.
This is the part of the show where I, July, read the comments section of the comic that I just read.
Nice.
Do those comics have comment sections?
Yes, they do.
Let's finish the comic, okay, and then we got to hear a couple comments.
I won't. I can butt out on this part.
So does anybody have a guess as to what the final...
Can I say I totally remember reading this comic as a kid?
This particular one?
Lieutenant LaCroix. Remember? I totally remember favorite movie, all of that stuff.
Wait,
don't know
can
what
we
the
hear the dialogue
is.
Again?
From Jonathan?
All of it.
But from Jonathan?
Yeah. Wait, does Garfield say anything?
No.
So John and Garfield are... sitting on a chair. Very soft, easy chair.
I don't need to
just the dialogue.
Wait,
no, you're leaving out an important...
Garfield is like lounging on John... Which part?
Okay.
I don't mean to like
backseat comic corner here.
So, okay, so first you take July's funny pages, and now you backseat comic corner him?
Just because you're sometimes known as the fourth... Trend with benefit member doesn't mean you.
I'm like a little gremlin in the group. I like to kind of throw a wrench in things and just be. I'm like a little.
Andy,
little
by
imp.
Now you should know that you're not allowed to look at the comic. Okay.
I've never had this good of a vantage point, so I felt like I couldn't resist.
You're going to love this movie, Garfield. It's my all-time favorite. Now here's where Lieutenant LaCroix finds a spot of blood on the butler's sleeve, so he figures, aha. This guy is acting very sus.
My guess is that he says, "Pishus," and then Garfield goes, "Spoiler alert, bro."
You're kind of close.
Okay.
Okay.
You're getting Garfield's vibe.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
I think he probably says, "Sus," and... Garfield finishes the word by going, "Getty."
Getty!
Because he loves that pasta.
Oh my god. That's one of the best answers we've ever had on this segment.
That's great.
Suspaghetti.
Beautiful.
Agata, you have a guess?
I don't think I even get what's going on.
Oh, I forgot. Garfield.
I mean, you usually just guess.
Garfield's holding the soft beverage in a glass bottle.
Oh, right.
Suspepsi?
Suspepsi.
Can I act it out, if I may?
Yeah. That's great for the
Someone describe
listeners.
It as I'm doing it.
Wait, what are you acting out?
What their poses are.
Okay.
In the comic. Okay, so they're on a chair, and I'm in a chair, so this will be great.
Okay. You're going to love this movie, Garfield. It's my all-time favorite.
And this is Garfield.
Wait, who are you playing?
This is Garfield.
Now, here's where Lieutenant LaCroix finds a spot of blood on the butler's sleeve. So he figures, this guy is acting very sus.
That has helped me.
Zero.
Zero.
What?
Not helpful at
Zero.
All.
What's the problem?
What's the sandwich hand?
He's going like this.
It's just gesturing. It's just an artistic flourish from everybody's favorite comic drawer.
Sus. Penis, and he's doing like I'm eating a penis.
Agata, do you want to guess
that was very close.
Do you want to guess that he wishes he was dead or wants to kill himself like you usually do so we can finish the segment?
I already made a guess, but I can do another one.
Oh, you did? You
Sus Pepsi.
Yeah. Sus Pepsi, got it.
Garfield puts a bottle of soda in Jonathan's mouth. That's the end.
Penis is so close.
I know. That's what you were very close.
It does look like he's sucking a Pokemon Go lure. A dick.
Anastasia's looking at it now. How would you say my reenactment of the poses was?
Okay, I kind of gave you shit before, but you were spot on.
Thank you.
Spot on. Now for the quick segment where I read the comments. Templo SUD said... No spoilers allowed, John.
Only 23 hours ago? When was this supposed to be?
Today.
Oh, okay.
Casey Fahel said, one time, my husband and I went to the movies with another couple. Parentheses, Blue Thunder. As the movie was starting...
That was the other couple. They were called Blue Thunder.
As the movie was starting, the other couple started talking about things in the movies. No, they hadn't seen it yet. Just constant speculation and trying to show off their knowledge, even though most of their facts were wrong. After just a little while, my husband and I got up and moved. And that's the end of the segment.
That's it. I'm so glad that Andy has latched himself onto both July's Funny Pages and July's Comic Corner because he's just been looking for hobbies recently. Needs something to live for.
What's up? There's a part where he goes like, oh, I missed. Remember that? What's that about? What does he say?
That's the end of the funny comic section thing. Oh, God.
Excellent segment. Are y'all ready to know down?
Yeah.
What's this?
Well, as you know, we now do hoedowns or know downs, which means when we don't feel like hoeing down, we do one of my games.
Oh, hell yeah.
And this week is no different. So, July, will you get the old theme song ready for my favorite game, Tweety Little Liars?
I love a
Tweety Little Liars. Tweety Little Liars. Tweety Little Liars. Tweety Little Liars. Which tweet is real and which one is the Tweety Little Liar?
I am in awe right now. That I didn't know I would be getting a live performance of a theme song. And
yeah.
I'm just
I'll do it again at the end, too.
Oh, shit. Wow.
As the outro, so.
New lyrics or same?
Same lyrics.
Okay, cool. I'm going to sing along.
Okay, cool. So, Tweety Little Liars. This is a game where Agata loves to play against people whose names also start with A. And good thing there are two of them here.
No, I claim A. I am player A.
Hey.
Okay. So.
Gabe, show me the respect I deserve as the co-host of the show.
Okay. So you will be A-G-A.
No, I will not. I
will be A-N-D.
No.
A-N-A.
Okay.
No.
Can I be A?
Yeah, July is A.
Why is July A?
It's his favorite letter of his whole name.
Yeah, it's definitely in there.
It's the third letter of your last name. You don't care about it that much, July.
Whoa.
It's the one he always capitalizes when he writes it.
Yep.
No, I'm A. Gabe, I won't play if I'm not A.
Fine, I'll be A1.
Sauce.
Okay, Anastasia as our guest.
Yeah.
You get to choose the first category. This week, we are doing the tweets of Larry King.
Ooh, I love these tweets.
So, would you like to select from the following categories? There is sweets, cake, or days of yore.
Definitely days of yore.
Days of yore.
Cakes are not sweets in
no.
Larry King's
no.
book?
No.
He's got a lot.
I just call him A, though, because that's the second letter of his name.
He does love sweets. He tweets about them a lot. Okay, days of yore. Which of these is a Tweety Little Liar? Is it? When was the last time you wrote a letter and mailed it to someone? Or... I miss having an operator for every phone call.
Me too.
Or, there's still something wonderful about a good train ride.
Wait, how old is he? He did not have an operator for every single phone call. There's no way.
I think he's 100.
Which of those is a Tweety Little Liar?
I'm going to say the one about the letter, mailed a letter.
Mail the letter. So I'm going to put A-N-A for Anna.
A-N-A.
July?
It's how you say hi to
what
your friend Annie.
What was the third choice?
There's still something wonderful about a good train ride.
I don't think he takes trains. That one is a tweet a little lie.
Okay. I'll put A1 for July.
Shit.
Andy?
I did this wrong.
Oh, yeah. You were so incredulous about the operator one, and then you picked the other one. I go operator. Give that to A&D, your boy.
No, I want operator, too.
I'll give it to you.
Can I choose it? Thank you. Yeah. Thanks.
Fuck. Agata?
I am saying operator.
Okay, whoa. A for Agata, and you three are correct.
Yay! A's.
He never
A's,
wrote A's, that he misses A's, an operator A's, for A's, every phone call. A's. July, you're an A as well.
Oh, dang.
If he's an A, you're an A.
July, you get to choose the next category.
You got two A's in your name.
Hey.
You're the only one without a point here, but we'll make it work. Would you like to choose... Great question, Larry. Brexit or U.S. elections?
Great question, Larry.
Okay, which of these is a tweety little lie? Is it who started the hashtag?
Okay. Wait, what's the category?
Great question, Larry. Okay.
That's... It is a great question.
Yeah, that was a good reading because I feel like I'm not sure what if he's like mad about it or if he's just curious or what is emotion behind that question is.
Who started the hashtag? Or why do we all love parades? Or what do I gain from playing Pokemon Go?
I'm going to say Pokemon Go is a tweety little liar.
Okay. July, I'll put A1 for you. Andy?
I feel like... Larry King really wants to be young and really wants to like connect with that group. So I think that he might actually be interested in learning more about Pokemon Go. I'm going to say it's the parades because he knows why you love parades.
Agata?
I say Pokemon Go.
Okay.
I'm going to be wrong on this.
Agata and Anastasia.
I have to say Pokemon Go because that came out of Gabe's brain. That question is direct from Gabe.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm afraid you're all wrong. Whoa. The correct tweety little liar was who started the hashtag?
Well, I was close.
That also is a real Gabe question.
Okay, so it's still the three A's at
triple
one.
Triple A.
We all got one A apiece.
Yeah, and A1 has zero A's.
Hey, one.
Andy.
Hey.
Would you like to select I've Never, Larry Goofs Up Off with Comedians, or The Infiltrator with @BryanCranston?
I gotta go with Larry Goofs Up Off.
What?
I was trying to make fun of Gabe, but then I goofed up on my own. He said... Don't cut this out. You said Larry Goofs. Fuck. I keep saying goops instead of goofs.
What are you saying?
Goofs off with comedians.
Before you said Larry Goofs Up Off with comedians. Okay. And that was wrong. And I wanted to shame you for it. And now look where we are.
Okay,
so I'm
going
to blame you for this.
Okay. The category is Larry Goofs Off with comedians. Is the Tweety Little Liar A, no one is safe. Roastmaster General @RealJeffreyRoss is here. And there's a photo of Larry with Jeffrey Ross, who's doing a kissing face towards Larry. Ooh. Or is it B, never stop laughing when @TheRealRussellP stops by. Photo of Larry and Russell Peters, and Larry is cracking the fuck up. Or is it C, watch me, quote, cuddle, unquote, with @ConanO'Brien and @AndyRichter tonight. You gotta see it to believe it.
Man, he's a straight up goof in these tweets. Okay, I feel like I saw something about the Conan one, so I think I'm giving it away. I should keep it to myself so you fuckers don't know what I'm talking about.
Fucked up.
I'm going to say it's the Jeffrey Ross one.
Okay.
Too low profile for Larry.
Agata?
Who was the second one?
Russell Peters.
I'll go with him.
Okay. And Anastasia?
The Jeffrey Ross one.
Okay. And July?
Word on the street is the Conan thing probably happened. So, I'm pretty sure Larry King did one of those roasts too at one point. So he knows the roast master general. Gonna say Russell Peters is a tweeter little liar.
Agata and July are correct. Yeah. Russell Peters is the Tweety Little Liar. Agata pulls ahead.
Oh, I left you guys in the dust.
I know. We were sadly aing over in the corner.
Well, we've got one more round for the coaches to the, I mean for the guests all right, that's, to
this
catch
one's
up.
For you coaches, here we go.
And Agata gets to pick the category. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you want to choose thanks at celebrity, U.S. elections, or Brexit?
Thanks at celebrity, please.
Thanks at celebrity. Thanks for the course in Nini-isms at Nini Leaks. Or is it...
What the fuck is that?
She's a Real Housewife, right?
Oh, okay.
A celebrity. Agata.
Thanks for popping by at E. Fosta and at Sarah M. Foster. I'm serious about that at very barely famous VH1 cameo.
I regret choosing this one immediately. I don't know who any of these people are.
What is it? Yeah. What's going
Thanks
on?
For letting us stop by at Brian Cranston. You're an incredible guy. Agata?
Let's go with the first one.
Agata goes with the first one.
So it's he definitely loves Bryan Cranston, so that's
well,
real.
Already, yeah.
But I'm gonna say the second one, and mostly it's just because I don't know who those people are.
July.
A1.
Yeah, that's
chooses
your name.
One. A.
Okay, and Andy.
Yeah, I say the first one. Nini-isms, whatever. That's a thing.
Oh, I pulled a fast one on you all. Those ones were real because I didn't know who any of those people are. But I do know who Bryan Cranston is, so that was the Tweety Little Liar. Oh. Unfortunately, nobody got that right, but Agata has 2 points. Everyone else has one. No. That means Agata is the winner of Tweety Little Liars. Tweety Little Liars. Tweety Little Liars. Tweety Little Liars. Which tweet is real and which one is the Tweety Little Liar?
Brilliant.
My harmonies are off this time. In our last episode, we were really doing, we were jamming.
I know. No one will ever know.
You legitimately asked me to start an acapella
group at
the end of our last.
You know, I am sick and tired of you guys talking about this lost episode, and I wasn't there.
Wow.
What?
Who's this?
Is that Tone Lock? Tone Loke?
Wow.
That's Tone Loke. I don't know how you say it. He was in Blank Check.
Yeah, his name's Tone Loke, but is that him?
It's got to be.
I don't know.
I think that this episode is better than the one we lost, especially since it exists and is hilarious. And we're at the end of it. So thanks so much for coming on the show again, Anastasia. You're always a delight.
Okay. People keep running through here yelling stuff.
That was different than I thought it was going to be. I didn't know it was going to be a kid screaming.
What do you mean?
I should have known.
You knew people were going to run through here yelling stuff?
I asked some friends to come through and their kids, and I thought it was going to work better than it did.
Now I have a feeling that you're trying to sabotage this episode because your lost episode never came out. I invite you here.
All right. I thought maybe we could top it and then I like ruined the funny pages. My harmonies have been off and I just thought I got to burn this one down. This one's got to be lost too. It's got to be so bad that they're just going to delete it.
So the other one was so good that it had to be deleted, and this one's so bad that it has to be
deleted. I kind of just want to delete them all. I feel pretty ashamed at the end of most of these.
Andy.
Thanks so much for coming on, Andy,
no,
too.
Down? What's going on?
That we don't do hoedowns on every episode but, anymore. Yeah. Sorry. And we got to go, guys. There's a show tonight, and we're all going to
the
it.
The big show.
We're the stars. We'll see you there.
Right?
On stage.
Into what? Andy, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, you can find me online on my Twitter. It's hard to find.
Andy's jumping onto a helicopter right now.
I gotta go. It's at Kneesage. KNEISAGE.
That was pretty cool.
Okay, that was impressive.
He wasn't even saying the last letter of his Twitter. He was genuinely frightened. As he was being pulled out the window.
And he said, ee.
And he was like, ee. Anastasia, how about yourself? People in the San Francisco area.
So if you're in the San Francisco area, you should come to Herald Night at Stageworks on Valencia in the city. You might see me there.
Nice.
And yeah. I would say probably 3 weeks out of the month I'm there.
Anastasia visiting us, right? Torn out of the pages of Amistad Maupin, right?
Yes.
What?
It's the San Francisco thing, right?
Yeah. It's like Amistad Maupin and Dashiell Hammett and all the great writers.
All the great writers.
Of San Francisco.
Of San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And the Full House writing staff.
Yes. They all lived in a house, in a very full house in San Francisco while they were writing.
They should have made a show about that. July, do you have anything to plug?
No. But I think Roa Laura Hall has something to plug.
She's been so quiet this episode. What do you have?
Watch Ghostbusters for Slimer.
Okay.
You know, I think July should actually should have plugged how cool his mustache is. He has a very cool mustache right now.
Mm-hmm. He has been rocking a mustache lately.
Hold on, guys. They brought me back for a second. Can we hear
what?
That?
Can your helicopter?
It's the I'm on one of those rope ladders hanging upside down. Can we hear that mustache up against the mic, July?
Uh-oh, they're pulling Andy up again.
I gotta go!
That is the noise that someone makes when they're pulled into a helicopter.
Agata, how about you?
I wanna do a plug for Nectarines, Nature's sweet candy.
Oh yeah.
Is that your favorite? Nectarines?
Yeah, give me the Nectarines, baby. Give me that fuzz.
I do have a plug.
No, those are the ones that aren't fuzzy.
Give me that. Oh.
Agata just reminded me, I do have a plug. Mangoes. Poking mangoes is super fun. Everybody go poke some mangoes, because you're going to enjoy it. What?
Peach fuzz.
Your face fuzz.
I love...
How long is this rope ladder?
I'd like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. You can find us online at twb.cool. Please send questions in to Ask Agata. We love them.
Why are you giving me eyes, Gabe, when you say that?
Please send your questions in.
Smoke weed every day.
Also smoke weed every day.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for coming on the show.
Wait.
All right, can we do a harmony before we end?
No, it's really
smoke
bad.
Smoke weed every day.
Bye.